Welcome once more to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hello and welcome to the footballpredictions.net podcast. I'm Peter Guest and I'm here with
The Moose.
And we are covering MLS games for the 20th and 21st of July 2024. What have we got in store today?
Yeah, we've got some great games coming up in the MLS. And we are starting with Orlando City versus New York City, Philadelphia Union versus Nashville. Montreal takes on Toronto. New England Revolution takes on Dallas. New York Red Bulls takes on Cincinnati. Atlanta takes on Columbus Crew. Chicago Fire travels to Inter Miami. Sporting Kansas City takes on St. Louis City. Austin takes on Charlotte. San Jose Earthquakes travels to Minnesota. Colorado Rapids takes on Real Salt Lake. Seattle Saunders takes on Los Angeles FC. Vancouver Whitecaps takes on Houston Dynamo. And finally, LA Galaxy takes on Portland Timbers.
Moose, you already know that you can see all the details for these matches we're going to discuss on our website, footballpredictions.net, along with all the fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world.
Yes, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news, match odds from local bookmakers.
Yeah, and we've got those clickable links in the description of this podcast for all the matches we're going to discuss. So you can just, if you want to make things a bit faster for yourself, go to the description, click on the links and have a look at all the predictions in detail and where you can find them on live streaming and TV channels. So geolocation and live streaming rules do apply to them, and that's 18 plus gamble aware. So we have got, first off, Orlando City, who host New York City FC. This one for us is on half midnight, 21st of July, that's Sunday morning. And one you can stream live on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. So Moose, Orlando City have been quite impressive of late, haven't they?
Yeah, very impressive, actually. And just last night, he came from Nashville with a 3-0 win. Four wins in a row. If you look at their season overall, at the beginning of the season, very slow start for Orlando. But they picked themselves up 5 wins from their last 6. So it's going to be a tricky test, this one, for New York City, because they themselves are not in too great form after a pretty good start to the season.
Yeah, New York City FC do sit above Orlando still, but they're kind of catching them, aren't they? Orlando's on 33 points. New York City FC is on 37 points. And they've played the same number of games. Orlando City have got a slightly worse goal difference. But, yeah, it's been a really good run. Like you said, they've won 5 out of their last 6 matches. But you know what, the one they lost? Against New York City FC.
Yeah, so at
New York
City.
That's what makes this a bit interesting. It was their away game. Tell you what, though, a lot of goals, Orlando City. They've scored, listen to this, 3-0 in the last game, 3-1 in the game before. These are victories, by the way. 5-0 against DC United in the game before that. 2-1 Toronto before that. 4-2 against the one we just mentioned, against New York. And 4-2 against Chicago Fire. So, they have been scoring a lot of goals. Often we see that kind of trend come to a funny end, don't we, with all this goal scoring. But, I wonder if that will happen in this one.
Yeah, and I think another factor for Orlando is that of late, since that New York City defeat, they only conceded 2 goals in the last 4 games. They've had a couple of clean sheets. They do look stronger and stronger, actually, looking at the result. Going to Nashville and beating them 3-0, that's a pretty strong result. They got a good gap there now, down to the 8th place Toronto, 6 points. Looking good inside of the for a playoff spot, although there are still quite a few games left. But they will definitely fancy themselves at home to New York City.
Yeah, and actually in our prediction, we are favouring them to win this game. But again, we think because of the fact that they lost the last time out to New York City, it's going to be probably a bit more of a defensive effort from them. But we still do think they'll score. And what have we gone for?
We've gone for 1-0 home win for Orlando. So under 2.5. No, both teams to score. But we're going to go for a narrow Orlando win with a clean sheet. And I think based on New York City's latest away matches, no wins in 5. They actually struggle a bit on the road to score goals away from home. They've only scored 3 goals in the last 5 away games. So yeah, they're struggling away from home. And that's why we're going with a 1-0 home win.
Yeah. And just regarding the odds on that, the tip for this one we have is under 2.5 goals. And you can get some fairly good odds on that, 2.15 in decimal. If you wanted to go for the Orlando City just to win, you get 2 for that. And if you did want to go for the correct score of 1-0, you get 9.5 in decimal. So, yeah, have a look at that. We think that it's probably going to be an under 2.5. And, yeah, some nice odds on that one. So let's move on to Philadelphia Union, who host Nashville. And this one is on at the same time as the last one, half midnight, Sunday morning, 21st of July. And one you can also stream live on Bet365. Use that bonus code FP365. Now, this will be a kind of an interesting one because both the teams have been in pretty poor form until the revelation that happened against the Revolution for Philadelphia. And
yep.
5-1. And we did tip them to win that game. But 5-1, that's some victory.
Yeah, we had some pretty good predictions on Philadelphia. We predicted that win last night against New England Revolution. And then last week, because away from home, Philadelphia shipped a lot of goals. We said they were going to lose 2-1 in Toronto. They lost 2-1 that game. And prior to that, they had a draw against New York Red Bulls. It was a draw. Prior to that, they lost to Chicago Fire and both teams to score over 2.5 game. They lost 4-3. So pretty good tips for Philadelphia Union on footballpredictions.net. Now, when it comes to Nashville, it's like they're falling off a cliff.
Yeah.
In the first 19 games of the season, they lost 5 matches. Now, the last 5 matches, they've lost in a row. So all of a sudden, they're on 10 defeats. They've dropped out of these playoffs for the final series. And they really need to start picking themselves up. But it's going to be tricky against Philadelphia Union, who has that really confidence-boosting 5-1 win last night at home from the New England Revolution game.
Yeah, and that actually brought their goal difference up, Philadelphia, to 0. So they've done kind of well to recover. And actually, if you look at Philadelphia Union, I know they're 14th. I mean, they're second last in the Eastern Conference at the moment. However, If you look at they've had that win, which is great, but I said the goal difference is 0. The goal difference of Orlando City is +1. So when they score, they tend to score a lot, don't they? And Nashville, on the other hand, who are actually obviously above them in the table, but actually they're only 2 points ahead of them. So there's not a lot separating those teams in the points at the kind of even New England Revolution are on 22 points. And Toronto are in 8th, on 27, so it's tight. It's quite an interesting league, and it can be difficult to predict. But in this one, we think Philadelphia at home are going to be too good again because they're showing some really good home form. And in fact, their last game before that, they held New York Red Bulls to that draw.
Yeah.
And New York Red Bulls in 4th position, doing quite well. So they're a different team at home. They seem to really do poorly away, but as you've seen in the last game, Philadelphia Union like their homeboy. So, yeah, what have we gone for in the actual predictions?
Well, in this one, we've gone for 3-0 home win. So a convincing home win for Philadelphia against Nashville. So a 6 straight defeat for Nashville is what we're predicting, basically. But yeah, 3-0. So over 2.5 goals, no both teams to score. Has to be said, Philadelphia Union in 75% of their matches this season has ended over 2.5 goals.
Yes, and that's our tip. So our tip of over 2.5, you can get that for 1.65 odds, which is what we're opting for. If you did go for the Union just to win, you get 1.9. So that's not bad either, actually. Regarding the correct score of 3-0, this is a bit more like it, 17 or 16-1. So might be an idea to have a little bit on that. Yeah, that's huge, isn't it? That's down at about 3.65, those odds. So, I've seen it 16 other places, but 17 to Bet365. So, yeah, that's something to keep an eye on. Shall we move on to CF Montreal, who take on their Canadian rivals, Toronto FC. And this one is also on Sunday morning, 21st of July at 12:30. And Bet365 have this on their live stream as well. Use our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. And you can use bonus codes because in some countries you can't. But you can click on our links on their website too to get to these, including all the odds, by the way. But we have a kind of a woefully out of form, with one recent exception, Toronto. But just having a look at Toronto's previous matches, we predicted them this morning to lose to Inter Miami. We thought they'd lose by a couple of goals. They did. They lost 3-1. We predicted 2-0 for that. Game before that, we did actually predict a kind of a rare win for Toronto in recent times anyway. And we predicted 2-1. That was the 14th of July. And they won 2-1. So fantastic.
Against Philadelphia, yeah.
So we've got some fairly good results with them lately. And what are your thoughts on Montreal?
I would actually continue a little bit on this run we've had on Toronto and the tips, especially away from home, because the last three away matches, you covered Inter Miami, but then prior to the Philadelphia Union game, they were at Columbus Crew, and we predicted them to drop points and lose 3-0. They lost 4-0. And prior to that, Atlanta away, we said Atlanta were going to beat them 2-1, and it ended 2-1. So we've been looking really good on Toronto's away predictions. Now, this kind of battle of Canada, two teams right in the middle of the table, same amount of points, 27 points for both teams, but two teams that do like to concede goals. I think this
same goal difference as well, by the way. Exactly.
Yeah, same goal difference. If we look at goals conceded, these two teams have got leaky defenses, probably two of the worst defenses across the MLS, both Eastern and Western Conference. But we have to admit that Montreal is just looking slightly better form at the moment. They picked up some good wins at home, most recently against Atlanta. They then had a 1-1 draw against Vancouver Whitecaps, but prior to that, they beat Philadelphia Union 4-2. And it has, like, that away draw at New York Red Bulls is definitely not a bad result. Red Bulls a very hard team to go and play at away from home. They not lost all season, New York Red Bulls. So to pick up a draw at Red Bulls is a very good result, and probably telling for how good Montreal, or what decent form Montreal is in at the moment.
You know what? There's also been a bit of a feature of the scoreline of 2-1 with Toronto. 2-1 against Atlanta, that we predicted 2-1 actually. 2-1 against Orlando City, they lost that one as well. 2-1 they lost against Forge FC in the Canadian Championship, would you believe? 2-1 they beat Philadelphia Union. Just saying, lots of 2-1s, just out of interest, but coming to that in a minute with our correct score. But regarding the home form for Montreal, they have won 4 and away they've lost 2. So better at home. And also, conversely, you've got Toronto, who away have won only 2 out of 13 games.
Yeah.
So this is kind of heading towards what we're predicting for this game, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going for a Montreal 2-1 win. Ironically, one of the most recent wins for Toronto is quite... They had that Philadelphia Union win, but apart from that, over the last 8 games, they lost 7. So their most recent win, apart from Philadelphia Union, was actually a 5-1 win at home to Montreal. But I think since then, the seasons have just really turned around in opposite directions for these two teams. Montreal will look to better that result, definitely, from when they were at Toronto. And yeah, we're going with a 2-1 win. Seems quite likely. Both teams to score over 2.5 goals as well. But yeah, Montreal win on the outcome.
Yeah, and we like the both teams to score prediction for this. Odds on that, you can get 1.62. It seems like it's a good bet if you're going to do that. If you wanted to just go for the Montreal win, it's 2.05 in the decimal odds. And, of course, if you are interested in the correct score, which is always the riskiest bet. But, again, mentioning there's lots of 2-1s, you can get 9 or 8-1. So that's something to consider as well. But anyway, let's move on, shall we, to the next game, which is, of course, New England Revolution, who take on FC Dallas.
Yeah.
And it's on at half midnight, Sunday, 21st of July for us. You can watch it again live streamed on Bet365 and use our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. I think the New England Revolution need to stop the rot here, don't they?
Yeah, it's interesting because a few weeks back, we had New England Revolution on 5 wins out of 6, but now they lost 3 games in a row. So we can flip it around and say, well, now they lost 4 out of the last 5.
Yeah.
At home, they kind of, we actually thought they were going to beat Orlando last time. We knew there were going to be goals in that game. We had set over 2.5. We set both teams to score, but it ended 3-1 to Orlando, not 2-1 to New England Revolution. However, we did say they were going to beat Atlanta in the home game prior to that and lose at home to Columbus Crew. So, on New England Revolution.
Well, sorry, interrupt there. Just before we go any further, we've got to keep in mind that Dallas, how many games have they won away from home this season? 0.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, Dallas, obviously, when we get to them, like, they've only drawn 3 away and then they lost the rest, right? And they have literally conceded in every single game away from home this season, apart from one game, which was at St. Louis. So,
yeah, their points per game away from home is 0.27, whereas their home form, it's 2 points.
Very strong at home, yeah.
And their away form, a goal difference in the MLS for Dallas is minus 10 goal difference, and it's plus 9 at home. So again, it's a home and away team, isn't it?
Yeah. So let's combine that with New England Revolution, who's had one draw all season. So it's either or for New England Revolution. And I think that's reflecting our tip for this game as well, because New England Revolution actually at home has been not bad of late. They've won 3 out of their last 5. However, they have taken some droppings against Orlando and Columbus Crew. But we do believe that they're going to turn it around against a poor Dallas side away from home.
Yeah, we think that New England Revolution are going to up their game at home again against the poor away form of Dallas. And we're seeing a few goals in this one. We're actually predicting a 3-0 win for New England Revolution.
Yeah.
Shall I look at the odds on that? Let's just go straight to the correct score, which is very nice as well. 17. It's not out of the question. 3-0 win at home for them. So, although I do like that one, I'm not so sure I would recommend that as the tip. But, 16-1 or 17 in decimal. But our prediction is for over 2.5 in this one. And you can get 1.67 on that. Of course, with over 2.5, you don't need them all to be scored by the same team. So even the 2-1 would get you that. But yeah, 1.67 odds. And if you went for the New England Revolution win, odds on that at Bet365 are 1.95, which I'd also be thinking is a very good one.
Yeah.
Going to the next game now. New York Red Bulls take on FC Cincinnati, the draw specialists. It kicks off again at half midnight on Sunday, 21st of July for us. And again, streamed. Live streamed on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365. New York Red Bulls.
Yeah.
4 games. Draw. And then they won them before that. And then they had a draw before that.
Yeah.
They need something else, don't they?
Six draws from the last 7 for New York Red Bulls. It almost seems like they can't stop drawing when they're playing. They need to pick up a little bit again, though, because they dropped down the Eastern Conference table a little bit. They're still safe for the playoffs, for sure. They're still safe for the playoffs. But if we look at the other teams now, Miami, Cincinnati, Columbus Crew, there's a gap now down to New York Red Bulls. They have only lost 4 games all season, it has to be said. So they are very difficult to beat Red Bulls going into
and
this game.
And they've Cincinnati. Not lost at home, have they? All season, not lost they've not lost at home.
Exactly. Like we said with Montreal taking a point from them in that match last night.
Yeah.
Really difficult team to travel to and beat. Only not drop points at home all season. No, sorry, they have dropped points, but it's been draws. So yeah, not lost at home all season, and tend to score quite a few goals. They scored 7 goals in the last 3 home games.
Yeah, you know what? This could be a really good game to watch. I think it'll be so close. Look at the away form of Cincinnati. They have won 9 out of their last 11 away. So that is very impressive. More than they've won at home.
Yeah, so they're actually on a very good streak. 7 away wins in a row for Cincinnati. But what's interesting, and this is also, I think, this is reflecting our prediction for this game, is that Cincinnati is going to New York Red Bulls on 2 home defeats against Charlotte and Chicago Fire, which surprised us a little bit. We actually had Cincinnati to win those 2 games. But now they're traveling to Red Bulls, and they could face another loss.
Yeah, they could. We do think that this is going to end up like that. And we're actually going for a 2-1 to New York at home. Like we said, they have not lost this season. They do draw a lot. A draw might be in the offing here as well. So, in fact, if you did go for a draw, you get 3.6 odds, which is obviously pretty good. But actually, the Red Bulls are kind of firm favourites to win this game. You can get them for 2.05 to win the game. And the both teams to score, which is what we are predicting as well, as our tip, the safety one, is 1.62. So, yeah, I mean, New York Red Bulls to win option is a little bit tricky considering all the draws they've had, but we think they'll get over the line. But a both teams to score might be something that you will want to look at. Bear in mind, FC Cincinnati are no mugs. I know they didn't score in the last game, but the game before that they did at home. The game before that they scored 6. They scored 3 before that. So, you know, they've got goals in them. We know New York have. I don't think this will be a 0-0.
No. But Cincinnati definitely got goals in them. And like we said, like away from home, probably one of the most impressive away team in the league. They've scored in every single game away from home this season. So they're going to give Red Bulls a good game. But we just think that based on the last 2 games for Cincinnati, it's not an easy game to travel to New York Red Bulls and get something despite that away form.
Exactly. So we move on to the next match, which is Atlanta United, who take on Columbus Crew. Again, same time, 12:30 for us on Sunday, the 21st of July. Live streamed on Bet365. Atlanta, use our bonus code FP365 if you do join them, if you're new to them, so you can live stream a load of matches from lots of different leagues. Yeah, Atlanta haven't won since the 30th of June. They've not won in 5 games, well, 4 MLS games, but they also even lost.
Had a surprise loss in the Open Cup.
US Open Cup to Indy 11. So that's pretty weak, isn't it? But in the last game, they did draw. We predicted a draw in the last game against New York City, and it was a draw. So pretty happy with that. On the other hand, Columbus, they also drew their last game, but they have been in slightly better form, home and away, haven't they?
Yeah, and I think one of the despite the Los Angeles game where we actually said there was going to be goals, it's going to be over, it's going to be both teams to score, but we had that in Los Angeles' favor. But they actually traveled to Los Angeles and beat them 5-1, like Columbus Crew. So they have got goals in them. Prior to that, we had the correct outcome in the Toronto game, the Nashville game, at New England Revolution, and at home to Sporting Kansas, we had Columbus Crew to win those matches. Has to be said for Atlanta as well. Like you said last night, a draw at home against New York City, which we predicted. We then had them to draw at Montreal. They lost 1-0. However, in the other 2 away games at Real Salt Lake and New England, we had them to lose, and they lost both those games. And then we had a correct score prediction bang on at home to Toronto, where they Atlanta beat them 2-1. So we've actually looked pretty decent in terms of the predictions on these 2 teams. But yeah, looking at the most recent results, obviously Atlanta, they've not won many games of late. They started the season with 3 wins from 5 games. However, ever since then, they've only picked up another 3 wins from their last 19 games. So it's a team that is They're definitely out of form. They've never really got momentum. They picked up some interesting wins away to Miami, but then that was followed up by a home defeat to Charlotte. It kind of shows a bit how unpredictable Atlanta is, but I think really overall, it's a team that can score goals, and they've scored an average of 2 goals in the last 4 home games. It's not going to be.
Just going to say as well that if we look at Columbus Crew, just speaking about goals, they've got 26 goal difference. That is the best in the whole two conferences combined. In fact, by a margin, I think that the next best team goal difference from that is Real Salt Lake at 18. So that's impressive. So look at their goal scoring in the last six that we're looking at here. Okay, they only scored one in the last game. Before that, 5-1 against LAFC, 4-0 against Toronto, 2-0 against Nashville, 5-1 against Revolution, and 4-0 against Sporting KC. I think there'll be goals in this, a lot of goals probably. Even for Atlanta. Atlanta are better at home than they are away. They've won twice as many games at home.
Yeah.
They also tend to, both these teams have drawn seven matches this season. And we actually think that this one might end up going in that same direction, don't we?
Yeah, we've gone for a high scoring draw of 2-2 in this game. Columbus Crew, the iron grade form, but Atlanta, the unpredictable, and they can score goals just like Columbus Crew. But yeah, so we've actually gone for a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, and our tip is actually both teams to score because we know the firepower of both. We like the fact that it's Atlanta. At home, so we think that'll give them some impetus, as it always tends to do. So, 1.44 odds on both teams to score is what we like. A draw, actually, though, you can get 3.8 at Bet365. It's in 3.6 at other bookies, but that is looking good. But if you did want to go for a 2-2 as correct score, you can get 10-1 or 11 in decimal. So, take a pick of those, but I'm thinking both teams to score. I know it's only not very attractive odds of 1.44, but still, that's kind of what we think will happen in this one.
Yes, indeed.
Now, shall we go on to the next game, which should be a beauty? It's Inter Miami who take on Chicago Fire. This one is also at half midnight, Sunday, 21st of July for us in the UK. And check out our website, you see everything in your local time. So everything's localized, including bookies, timings, all that kind of thing. So, it kind of adapts to wherever you are. And, again, you can live stream this one on Bet365 if that's available in your location. Use the FP365 bonus code. And, shall we look at this one? So Inter Miami, we predicted them to have a two-goal margin win against Toronto FC at home, and they did win. They won 3-1, which was very pleasing for us. We predicted the week before them to have a big thrashing get thrashed, actually, by Cincinnati. And they did. We predicted 3-0, but it went up 6-1.
So, 6-1 in that game, and if anyone watched that game or saw the highlights, they could have probably been like 11-4. There was a lot of chances in that game. Obviously, Inter suffered from having players at the Copa America. You could probably see that when they're playing some of the better teams here. But these guys are back now, and that reflected in the result last night at home to Toronto. Safe 3-1 win for Inter Miami, back to winning ways.
The Chicago Fire currently sit 13th. That's three from the bottom in the table in the Eastern Conference on 25 points. Whereas Inter Miami sit first with double that number of points, 50, and a significantly better goal difference by comparison. They're good. Inter Miami at home are pretty good. They've won 7 out of 12. They're actually better away, would you believe, Inter Miami? They've won 8 away out of 12. But still, they do tend to win and not lose that. I've only lost two games at home all season.
Yeah.
And what about Chicago Fire?
Well, Chicago Fire, a bit of a mixed bag. A surprising result last night. They beat Cincinnati 1-0 away, which definitely would give them a little bit of a confidence boost. But will it be enough away to Inter Miami? We don't think so. That was more likely a bit of a, we're not going to say a fluke, but comparing to the most recent results where they did have a 4-3 home win against Philadelphia, but otherwise they lost at St. Jose Earthquakes, they lost at Seattle Sounders, and they lost at Orlando. City. So all games that we predicted them to lose as well. Looking at Chicago Fire, especially away from home, fair enough, they got that win at Cincinnati. Can they follow that up with another win at Inter Miami? We don't think so.
Yeah, in fact, that Chicago Fire away win at Cincinnati was, you know, bear in mind that Cincinnati team who won 6-1 against Inter Miami. But yeah. So it was a big shot. That was only their second away win of the entire season out of 12 away games. So, they've still got a sort of poor overall record. And yeah, we think they'll get done here and quite comfortably. So we've gone for a big home win for Inter Miami. I think it'll be 2-0 as well. So we've gone, because also just talking about the nil, they've been involved in 3 nil games in the last 3 games. Chicago, that is. They got beaten 1-0 by San Jose.
Yeah.
They drew 0-0 with New York City and actually they won 1-0 against Cincinnati. But what I'm saying here is, yeah, it's a common theme. So 3-0 is what we are looking at for Inter Miami to win. You can get them to win at 1.53. Over 2.5, which is what we think is the best, is a 1.4 decimal odds. And if you went for the 3-0 home win for a correct score, the odds there are 13. So pretty tasty on that, 12-1. So always worth a little bit on those kind of correct scores, I think. So yeah, that's the way that one is going to pan out as far as we're concerned. Moving on now to Sporting KC, who take on St. Louis City. Again, at 1:30 this one on Sunday, 21st of July. It's live streamed on Bet365. You can catch it there for free, really. No subscription needed. You just have to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours or just have a unit of currency in there, so deposited. So, you can watch that there. Now, we had a good prediction. Very good couple of predictions in these games that were actually this morning. We're recording
very
this on
much
Thursday,
so
18th of July. So we had a Vancouver Whitecaps to beat Sporting KC. We predicted that as 3-1, end up being 2-1. So all the usual things that we do, which is the win, the both teams to score and win, the over 2.5, and the both teams to score all came off, which is fantastic, and even better. The St. Louis City game, we predicted them to lose as well. And they lost 2-0, and we predicted 2-0. So yep. Everything was perfect for that one. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on these two going into this?
Yeah, I think if we look at our tips, especially for St. Louis, wow, we were bang on against Seattle Sounders. We said it was going to be a 2-0 defeat, and they lost 2-0. We said they're going to lose 2-1 at Colorado Rapids, and they lost 4-1. But again, we had the outcome over 2.5 and both teams to score correct in that game. And I think don't forget that we use these correct scores as indicators to what the outcome tip and the gold markets as well, right? So that was indeed a very good tip as well. And yeah, in general, St. Louis City, when they travel bad. The have not won away from home all season, and they've shipped an awful lot of goals. Like the last 6 games, they have shipped an average of 3 goals away from home. So they are not traveling well, and they're going to go into this game with Sporting KC, who's doing really well at home of late, actually.
They've won four, haven't they, this season at home, but they've only won 2 more. I mean, this is a real battle of the sort of cellar dwellers at the moment. They're stuck near the bottom of the table. They're only in the Western Conference. The only team below them is the hapless San Jose Earthquakes, who are quite a long way behind them, actually. But they're on 22 and 23 points, respectively, even though Sporting KC, who are just above them, have played one more game.
Yeah.
But we reckon, don't we, that this one probably is going to be a tight scrap. But the fact that it's at Sporting KC will probably give them the edge.
Yeah, we think Sporting KC is going to edge it with a 2-1 win. Sporting KC's won 3 out of their last 4 home games. It's been against teams, Dallas, Austin, and Seattle. So teams that are sort of relative in strength, probably, to St. Louis, although St. Louis is one of the worst teams in Western Conference, is second from bottom. So if we use that by comparison, much talk for a Sporting KC win in this game. And I think also if we judge by the goals market here, where we have a 2-1, both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. If we look at Sporting KC at home all season, so all apart from the game against the 2-0 win against Austin, in the Sporting KC home games, it's been both teams to score every single game.
Sporting KC, and we're predicting 2-1 for this game, aren't we? But Sporting KC have been involved in 2-1s in the last three games, including the US Open Cup. And then if you include all their games in the last five, four out of them have been 2-1s.
Yeah.
So we're going for 2-1.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like the most likely result.
Yeah. So a home win. 8.5 odds, by the way, for a correct score on 2-1. But we think it will be both teams to score in this game, as our tip. 1.57 odds you can get for that one. But if you did opt for a Sporting Kansas City win, you can get 1.95, which I think is pretty good value as well, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Let's carry on in this mammoth journey of ours. Austin FC take on Charlotte FC. It's on at 1:30 for us in the morning, Sunday 21st of July. Catch it on Bet365 on their live stream. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. And you can watch that, subscription free. Austin have lost three out of the last four. And Charlotte have they've only won one out of the last four, and they lost two of those as well. So quite very differing form. Both of these teams have just kind of been a bit up and down of late, haven't they?
Yeah, Austin was actually in fairly good home form up until Portland Timbers. They lost 2-0 at home. And then since then, they had a 1-0 draw against Los Angeles FC at home, which, to be fair, is a good result. Like, Los Angeles FC is one of the best teams across the MLS. They beat New York City 2-1 at home prior to this 1-0 defeat that they had at home to Seattle Sounders. We actually predicted Austin to beat New York City in that game. So Austin has something when they are playing at home. They definitely can pull out some good results, especially against the better teams in the league.
Yeah.
And Charlotte is very similar to New York City. They're just 1 point below New York City in the Eastern Conference. But Charlotte doesn't score as many goals as New York City. So it's going to be an interesting one, this one. Like you said, Charlotte away from home. It's a mixed bag, right?
they're not so good. They're not bad. They've won 4 out of 12 away. But I've got a -1 goal difference to go with that. So they're slightly better at home and worse away, Charlotte. Austin, like you said, on the other hand, are far better at home. They've won 6 out of, they've only won 8 games all season. They've won 6 of those at home. And yeah. Points per game at home is 1.75. So, you know, they generally win more than anything else at home. So that's how we're seeing it, isn't it?
Yes, we are actually for this game, we're going to go for a 2-1 Austin home win. We do believe that Austin at home is going to be strong enough to take this all the way with a 2-1 win. So both teams to score and over 2.5 goals as well in this game.
Yeah, but actually what we fancy most here, as you can see on our website, and by the way, you can click on this on our website and go straight to the odds, is that both teams to score. 1.67 odds at Bet365. I see that's slightly better than the other two bookies on here, which are 1.62. So that's what we kind of are going for in this one. If you did want to get an Austin FC win, 2.4 odds at Bet365 there as well, which is pretty good, I think. But if you go for the correct score of 2-1, 9.5. Always quite nice, those correct score prediction odds.
Yeah.
For such a common score, I think that's pretty decent decent going, 9.5. But, yeah, let's see how that one pans out as well. And there have been many 2-1s in the history of both of these teams. So let's see how it goes. And move swiftly on to Minnesota United, yeah, who host San Jose Earthquakes. 1:30 in the morning for us, 21st of July, Sunday. Bet365 also have this on the live stream, if you're outside the US and Canada, that is. These are two sides that are in shocking form.
Really are, yeah.
One win between them in the MLS in the last 12 combined games. What do you make of that? It's really more of a case of who's worse, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. And I think for San Jose, the season's pretty much over. 16 point gap now up to Minnesota for that final series playoff game. Will San Jose reach that? Most likely not. They got the worst defense across the MLS. And apart from that, let's say shock result against Chicago Fire.
No, which we predicted. Wasn't shock. We predicted it, yeah.
We predicted it, yeah, exactly. We did predict them to beat Chicago Fire. But since then, and like last night, for example, we had them to lose at home to Houston Dynamo. They lost 2-1. Like, we predicted 2-1. They lost 1-0 in that game. Now, Minnesota, hell, yeah, not of late. They've just dropped off really massively, like, and it's amazing because really, if we look at Minnesota,
they were doing well, weren't they? They were doing so well
at the at the beginning of the season, the first 16 games of the season, they only had 3 defeats, but now they've fallen to 7 defeats in the last 8 games. This is going to be a really tricky game for us to predict. However, judging by the fact that San Jose is just really rooted at the bottom, and I think It might sound a little bit harsh, but their season is over. I mean,
they've only picked up 4 points away from home in the whole season.
And look at the amount of goals that they have been shipping away from home recently as well. 2 at St. Louis, 6 at Los Angeles, 5 at New York City, and 4 at Portland Timbers. That makes for 17 goals in the last 4 away games that they have shipped. So that's going to be... And that's the theme for this tip as well, actually.
Yeah, it is. So we've gone for a 3-0 home win to Minnesota, which won't come as a surprise to anyone that a Minnesota win. Minnesota win you can get for 1.85, so the odds on to win. We like that win, actually, 1.85. But if you did go for something else, maybe even safer, 1.4. Four odds for an over 2.5 goals, because we think it would be a proper shellacking. Could even be more than three goals. If you go for this is what I like the best, actually. Personally, I like this the best. 3-0 win. What do the odds are on that?
Well,
correct score, that is.
I would say 14.
Out of your misery. 14, it's 19.
19.
Yeah.
18. Not bad.
3-0. I like that. I'm going to go for that. But yeah, for our listeners, I would recommend something a bit more moderate, such as the Minnesota to win, 1.85. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Shall we crack on and get to Colorado Rapids? We take on Real Salt Lake, 21st of July, Sunday morning for us at 2:30 in the morning, dentist's favourite time. It's going to be on Bet365. You can watch that there on the live stream. Use our bonus code FP365. I think this one's actually going to be quite an exciting game, with lots of goals in it as well, because that's what we're about to discuss in terms of the goal-scoring firepower for both these teams. And also, the reason I think this will be an exciting game is you don't really know what you're going to get with these guys lately. In the last 6 games, both have lost 2, both have drawn 1, and both have won 3.
Yeah, very mixed bag of results for both teams recently. We did predict Los Angeles... We predicted Colorado to go down as Los Angeles. We actually had them to go down convincingly, but they put up a bit of a fight. They actually scored a goal, Colorado, in this game scored a very late goal in that first half against the LA Galaxy. They lost 3-2 at LA Galaxy. We had them to lose 3-0 in that game. But at home, Colorado has actually been decent. They tend to score quite a few goals. They drew New York Red Bulls most recently at home 1-1, but we know Red Bulls is a hard team to beat. Then prior to that, 4-1 at home to St. Louis, 2-1 to Sporting KC, 4-1 Montreal, and 2-0 Austin. So it's a good home team, Colorado.
Yeah, and I know that Real Salt Lake are second, and with a game in hand, bringing down the neck of LA Galaxy at the top of the Western Conference. However, we have to consider how they got there and what their sort of away form is like.
Yeah.
And away from home, they played 13, only won 4. Not that impressive.
And actually just one away win in the last 7.
Yeah. So we're looking at that trend. Their goal difference away is only +2 for the whole season. Yeah, this is for a team that's so high up in the table. That's pretty unusual. So they're very much a home team, where they've won 8 out of their 11. So away, we're thinking Colorado might pull this one off. It might come as a bit of a shock to some, but actually Colorado at home this season played 12, only lost 2, won 7, drawn 3, and they've got a goal difference of 10 and points per game average of 2.
Yeah.
2, that's not bad. So, and their last 5 at home, it's a win-win draw. So we think they're going to win again based on that. And what are we going for our scoreline?
We're going for a 3-1 Colorado win here against Real Salt Lake, which, like you said, when you look at the table, that might seem like a high scoring line for Colorado. But actually, when you look at the teams home and away, and actually the form that Colorado is in also at the moment, then 3-1, they could pull it off.
Yeah. I mean, they lost. Real Salt Lake, that is, they lost away to Portland Timbers, didn't they, early on, or 4 days ago, 3-0. So yeah, we reckon that, so it's going to be a 3-1. And so the tip here for us is actually the safest one, we think, is both teams to score. You get odds of 1.5 at Bet365 on that. And but for the Colorado Rapids win, you can get 2.1 odds. The correct score is looking pretty good as well. 15. For a 3-1 correct score, 15 or 14 to 1. I like a bit of that as well. You know, I like those ones.
The likelihood of both teams to score, like if we actually overall, if you look at the MLS table for both teams to score, Colorado's right up there. 72% of their matches has ended with both teams to score. So, which is our main prediction for this game.
So that was the Rapids, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
And actually interesting, what about Real Salt Lake and the both teams to score for away? How's that looking? I'll have a quick look myself.
Away 54. From home, yes. 54. That's a very good
better
point.
Than yeah.
Very
still,
good
still
point.
Higher than, you know, on the high side, it's still in the green zone, isn't it? So
Real Salt Lake.
Let's see how it goes. We're looking forward to that one. Shall we crack on again? This is going to be a beauty, this one. Seattle Sounders take on Los Angeles FC. This is a bit later, 3:30 in the morning for us on the 21st of July. That's Sunday morning. And again, it's on at Bet365, live streamed. Use the bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. And Seattle Sounders have just been on this great winning streak. But, you know, not winning by massive amounts. They won by a goal. It's just going back over the last sort of 5 MLS games. It was going back to 23rd of June. They won by a goal against Dallas. They won by a goal against Fire. 2 against New England. 1 in the US Open Cup. That was against Sacramento Republic. 1 against Austin FC in the MLS. And then they won 2-0 this morning, which we predicted to be 2-0, by the way. So we're quite proud of that one. Correct score again. So they're really on a great run. And LAFC kind of coming off this draw, which is a bit, I guess it wasn't too unexpected. We did have both teams to score for this against Real Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Neutralized each other. But they've been in kind of good form for that, winning 3 of the last 4 in the MLS. But they did have that kind of hefty lost against Columbus Crew. So maybe LAFC are coming unstuck a bit now.
Yeah, Los Angeles FC, they had that rare defeat at home, which was a battering at home to Columbus Crew 5-1. But actually prior to that game, they had 9 wins from 10 matches. So no doubt that Los Angeles FC is one of the better teams in the MLS for sure. And it's going to be a really hard one to predict this one. But I think you went down the right road when we were saying, talking about Seattle Sounders. Clean sheets in the last 3 matches. Been very hard. Well, in fact, they've obviously won 5 in a row. But in general, they've been extremely hard to beat with just 1 defeat from their last 11 games. Sorry, just 1 defeat in the last 11. But yeah, 1 in the last 5 and clean sheets in the last 3. They're going to go into this game. They'll probably be happy to just take points from Los Angeles. And despite the amount of goals that are being scored across the MLS, we are actually going to go with a 0-0 draw in this game. So a poor draw in Seattle Sounders versus Los Angeles.
Yep, like you said, that might surprise a few people, but this is what our brains trust has come up with. 0-0 we're going for. Yep. But if you do go for that, then good news is a draw is 3.6 odds, which is pretty good.
That is pretty good considering that Seattle Sounders, like overall, they've had 5 draws at home. So 6 wins, 5 draws and just 1 defeat. So exactly. The likelihood of a draw here is big.
And also, you know, we're predicting 0-0. Bookies have also got odds on to be under 2.5 goals. And that's kind of what we think we should have a go at. 1.95 but under 2.5 goals. But if you did predict a 0-0 for a correct score, you get 12 or 11 to 1. So, yeah, maybe one that we wouldn't necessarily invest too much in, but should be a good game anyway. And we think, yeah, the Sounders will hold them at bay and manage to get a draw out of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be quite good. Coming next is Vancouver Whitecaps, who host Houston Dynamo on at 3:30 in the morning on Sunday morning, 21st of July here in the UK. Like I said before, check your footballpredictions.net website and you'll see what time it is for you locally. And it's being live streamed again on Bet365 if you're outside of Canada and the US, of course, where you can watch that subscription free. And Vancouver Whitecaps, last time out, we thought they would beat Sporting KC. We predicted 3-1. They end up winning 2-1. So got all the usual, apart from the correct score, all the sort of the predictions correct on that, which is great. And we also predicted Houston Dynamo to win against San Jose Earthquakes by a goal. They did. We predicted 2-1, but they ended up winning 1-0.
Yeah.
So good form for us coming into these two teams.
Yeah, and I would say good form in general for Vancouver Whitecaps with 4 wins from their last 5 and, in fact, 6 wins from their last 9 matches. So
yeah.
Vancouver Whitecaps definitely picked up after a dodgy spell. And but again, Houston Dynamo, not an easy opponent. They've only had 1 defeat in their last 9. But they do tend to ship quite a few goals. They've had quite a few 2-2 draws within that time and just a couple of clean sheets most recently at San Jose Earthquakes. But as we know, San Jose Earthquakes is kind of the team to beat in the MLS. And I'm not saying you should discount that when it comes to the form, but obviously a 1-0 win into San Jose Earthquakes seems more or less just job done. No doubt that going to Vancouver Whitecaps is going to be a much more tricky test for the Houston Dynamo.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, I don't know if you can look back through the stats. When's the last time that Vancouver Whitecaps lost just overall? Because they were on a good run. They've won, have not lost in the last 5.
So the most recent defeats for Vancouver Whitecaps were away matches at Portland Timbers and New England Revolution. But if we look at Vancouver Whitecaps,
how long ago was that as well?
So that was the June 23rd.
Yeah, so it's been almost a month.
Yeah,
since they lost. Yeah, and they've scored. I tell you, they've scored a lot of goals along the way of recent times, haven't they? 4-3 yeah. Against St. Louis City. That was a good high scoring game. They scored 3 against Minnesota in 3-1 win. They scored 4 against St. Louis City in that white great away win they had, and 2 against Sporting KC in the last game. So
yeah,
we like their goal scoring power. As opposed to the Dynamo, who kind of, generally speaking, especially in the last four or five games, haven't scored many goals at all. Vancouver Whitecaps at home, form-wise, have won half the games, have lost three. But in this particular match with Houston's kind of form coming into this, we think the Whitecaps will be well on top. Of recent form, don't we?
Yeah, they won the last three home games. And I think if we look at Whitecaps, just in general at home, like the home form, the three defeats that they did have at home was against Inter Miami, LA Galaxy, and Real Salt Lake, who are the, really across the MLS, the top three or four teams, right? So defeats against those is, we can probably live with that. But yeah, against the Dynamo, we really think that Vancouver's going to take it home. We've actually gone for 3-0. Home win for Vancouver Whitecaps in this game against Houston Dynamo. Don't think that there is much for Houston here.
Yeah, so over 2.5 goals is our tip. And you can get 1.67 odds for over 2.5 goals, which is, I think that's okay, considering at home this season, Vancouver Whitecaps have scored over 2.5 goals in 80% of their games.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good indicator, isn't it?
Really is.
So I have a quick look at over 2.5. Oh, yeah, okay. So away for Houston, over 2.5 goals has happened in 67% of their games. And these are just stats, obviously. We'll see what happens. But, that's a good pick. Vancouver Whitecaps to win, you can get 2.05, slight favourites there. And if you did, tell you what, if you did go for the 3-0, I'm not going to ask you again. It's too difficult to get, but for a 3-0 correct score, you can get 19 to 1. Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see how it goes. Next, finally, we've got LA Galaxy who take on Portland Timbers, 3:45 a.m. for us, if you like staying up late or early, on Sunday, 21st of July. It's live streamed again on Bet365. I think this will be a cracker. You've got LA Galaxy coming off that win this morning, 3-2 win, very exciting. Against Colorado Rapids, we predicted them to win that by 3-0, actually, but they end up winning 3-2.
Yeah.
And likewise, Portland, have won their last couple of games, and their last two have been at home, where they seem to perform a bit better, and they won 3-1 against Real Salt Lake. Very good result. We predicted them to win 3-1, but they won 3-0, and yeah, we predicted them to win 2-1 against Nashville. They end up winning 4-1, so they actually outperformed expectations a little bit in terms of their performances in the last five or six games. But yeah, we've predicted pretty much all of them, so no surprise to us. But what are your thoughts on how this one might go?
Oh, I think this is a very interesting game, and hopefully it'll be a very entertaining game, because if we look at the goals table, then Portland Timbers and LA Galaxy are right up there. Only Real Salt Lake and Inter Miami have scored more goals than these two teams. Two teams with goals in them. I mean, Portland Timbers, wow, how they've turned their season around with how, like, from that start with just two wins from their first 12 matches, and now going into this game, they've actually won 5 out of their last 6. But there are a lot of goals involved when Portland are playing. It has to be said, away from home, they are definitely not as great, and they probably have benefited, as you can see, from their form. And although we have predicted, well, we've actually predicted the outcome of the last 5 Portland Timbers games, haven't we? Because we have 4 wins for Timbers in their home games, and then that defeat, we predicted they were actually going to go to Dallas and get beaten. We said 2-1, it ended 3-2. But the it's slightly skewed here for Portland Timbers, the form, I think, because you got 4 home matches that they've played against just one away game out of the last 5. Away from home, Portland Timbers has not been that great. Their most recent away win was at San Jose Earthquakes, kind of like the token team that you play and are expected to win because they're in such bad form. San Jose Earthquakes, they then also one at Austin, but actually that's kind of it, apart from at the very beginning of the season. But yeah, LA Galaxy look at home. If we look at them, are they going to drop points in this game?
They've only lost once all season at home.
Exactly, and that was against Los Angeles FC, who we know is one of the strongest teams in the MLS. So this is going to be very, very hard for Timbers to go to LA Galaxy and get anything.
Yeah, and we're predicting a home win for the Galaxy, as you can imagine, having, like I said, only lost one game all season at home. 2.25 points per game on average they have at home. So it's pretty impressive. So we think they'll continue that here.
Yeah.
We are going for a win, but like you said, Portland Timbers score. And they score often. They've scored in every one of the last six games. And we think they'll score here. So we think they'll get on the board, but we think they'll be outdone by LA Galaxy at home. And we think it will be a 2-1 scoreline.
2-1,
Going for the... if you do want just LA Galaxy to win, which I think is probably the best one here, 1.67 odds. Both teams to score, you can get 1.4. And there's good reason for that, because probably both teams will score.
Yeah, and also if we look at LA Galaxy, they only had two clean sheets at home all season. So they have great home form, but they do tend to at least ship one goal.
Talking about both teams to score, LA Galaxy at home, 83% of matches they played at home has been both teams to score.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they tend to generally win, but they do let one in. Let's see if that kind of repeated here. And also for the Timbers, they're looking at their both teams to score for away. They 67% of away matches, they get a both teams to score. So we'll see. But, yeah, like I said, 1.4 odds for that. That's a tip for if you're going to go something other than the LA Galaxy win. But if you did go for a 2-1 scoreline, you can get 9 odds in decimal or 8-1. So that wraps everything up, doesn't it? So, you know, if you are actually going to watch these games live streamed on Bet365, don't forget that it depends where you are. So geolocation and live streaming rules apply, and it's 18+ gamble aware. And use that bonus code FB365 if you're new to them.
Yeah, and in the description of this podcast, you'll find links for the matches we've just covered. You can also simply head to footballpredictions.net, and there you can find the places to online to watch the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our tips for different betting markets, as well as the latest odds and team news.
Yeah, and if you head right over to podcast.footballpredictions.net, you can also find out that the other recordings that we make on for podcasts in addition to this one. And alternatively, you can go to Spotify, Apple, all the different places that you usually get your podcasts. Well, that's all. Thank you for joining us. And until the next one, it's...
goodbye.
Ciao.